Blog Talk Radio.
Of the true Israelites with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
With your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
We are live, top part of the Sabbath day. We are live, having all kind of little quick issues. But one thing about it, top part of Sabbath day, and that's why I say the labels, the harvest is full, the harvest is plenty, but the labels are full. All right, we're going to bring our elder in and tell you all about the nice broadcast and the big dignitary that will be here tomorrow around about 2 o'clock. So elder going to tell you all about everything you need to know, and we're going to find our elder, Mr. Tibbs Israel, and he'll do all the talking, and that'll get us a chance to kind of get ourselves prepared for this top part of the Sabbath day, and Yahweh be with you all. When you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be with you, see you right.
And Yahweh bless you, see Israel, to see you well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, the elder. Well, we know one thing. This is the top part of the Sabbath day that Almighty have made, but not only that, it's always a bonus to know one thing. Tomorrow around about 2 o'clock, you'll be escorting in the big dignitary, historian teacher Lee Cummins to camp number one. So take your time and do all the talking, and whatever you want to put on table for top part of the Sabbath day is all yours while we get ourselves organized. The harvest is plenty, but the labels are few. You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see you, Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And you are absolutely correct in that statement, and that's one thing that everybody needs to understand. The harvest is plenty, and the labels are few. And those labels are the one that bring you the word of Yahweh as it truly should be spoken. Yesterday, I had an occasion to speak with Mr. Lee Cummins for an hour and a half. He is currently still out of town, which is a disappointing aspect for me. He's continuing on a tour and consultation of the books that he's written. And he began to tell me he sold almost 150 books on his tour from his repertoire that he has. And he says he will not be at the Sabbath class tomorrow, which is a disappointing aspect for me. I said, Mr. Lee Cummins, you know, the elder told you I would give you $100 or so just to make that star appearance and drive you here. He responded, he said, Elder Tibbs, it's not the money that I'm interested in. He said, it's the things that I have to do that is of righteous. He said, but what I will do, I can guarantee that I will have my appearance on the next Sabbath day. Okay. So, sadly, I just agreed with him, so he's not coming tomorrow, which is a disappointment for myself and most of the members of the waiting for him. But I think it's good to keep all those questions on the table until he does get here. So, sometimes that's the way it is with dignitaries. You have to be on their time and not yours. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. We have a lot of live stuff that happens on our broadcast, and we're open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, learning how to connect the Bible books, your health, the foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath day. And all this is done because you have not. And this is information you have to look no further now. You've found it in the voices of the Israelites. Tribe of Yahdah. And we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but as I said, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. Our temple class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Our temple class starts at 12 p.m., and our online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, just enter tribeyada.com on any search line. And right under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms. chapter 96, verse 7, verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Aqua, O ye tenders of the people. Give unto the Aqua glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Aqua the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering due unto his gifts. I always remind everyone that when you do this, to remember that Yahweh loves that you are forgiven. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and mentioned again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing your best words, Yahweh, alive. Also, for building that school that we often talk about, where we can do a lot of Yahweh's teaching and everything we need to know, even having those big visitors here during that school time. Also, building the bank vault, radio station, and land to build the health booths, we continue to speak of our Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check that calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. It's a feature that's only available during our live broadcast time. To get there, enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahda. And click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyahda@gmail.com. The other is yahdaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions on biblical subject matter or related topics. We also have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first being our live conference room, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions about, which can be answered by any one of the 600 accounts of Yahweh's message. But also, in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you will only hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. You can also, by calling this number, order our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive the call. On another note we have to mention, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text, or broadcast or app. As I said many times, the seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, SIGA, announcing many memos, and even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. Boy, that's a lot of stuff. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, as I said, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You will only hear the spiritual doctor. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, catch the entire show today after 10:30 p.m. Just enter three words on the search line, Yahweh Radio Live. And after clicking in, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Choose the program that you are late logged into or any previous day on the list that you would like to listen. Also, during our normal Blog Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our information on Pal Talk. Pal Talk can be logged in by your phone, your tablet, or computer. And I just found recently somebody using a smartwatch to listen to the broadcast. Just make sure you have the Pal Talk app. It'll be listed under the ethnic group, African American, the Voices of the True Israelites, the Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find a room will hold 50 or more listening participants where Yahweh's Word will be working for your Bible education. And online, you have to answer any of the on-the-table topics that we discussed during the broadcast will be Elder Tibbs, Israel, along with the seer Israel, writing and shotgun. During this time, of course, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Blog Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching council. God bless you with you all. Well, for our listening members, as a reminder, when we're giving the scriptures to speak by the seer, always remember to be quick to hear and slow to speak so the words of Yahweh flow smoothly. Remember that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. Hundreds of thousands, not thousands. And the righteous words, we have that reminder in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, for Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace in his all churches. Of the same. Because we do keep Yahweh's scriptures in mind when we're speaking his word. But when you find those trying to win that bump of gums contest, those are the ones that miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto them. Because we, at the voices of the true Israelites, rehearse the righteous act, the words of Yahweh, as it says in St. John chapter 14, verse 26. And 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, and the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all those things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So when you grab that Bible and you start to turn the pages and listen and read along with what we speak of Yahweh's word, Yahweh will place you with his remembrance of those things. So we can get that started. We will pass our program over to our seer Israel to say,
all right, our elder Israel, see, Roy, that's from your part. So like the elder say, we'll get that historian, teacher Lee Cummins within the next 2 weeks. So we look forward to seeing within the next 2 weeks. But like I said, again, the beat goes on. This is Yahweh's Sabbath day, and we'll catch the big dignitary within the next 2 weeks, no doubt about it. All right. For the top part of Sabbath day, what we'll do, we'll see if we get on the line there. They'll spread the books out, and what we'll do, we'll see if we talk to Mother D. F. Israel, see how's it going with Mother D. F. Israel. She's putting our final last days off into the hospital, so she'll be coming out real shortly. So we're going to talk to Mother D.F. Israel a little bit, and then we'll talk to the mothers, and we'll put on a little bit and take them there. All right, so let's quickly find Mother D.F. Israel, find out what's going on with her, how to help coming. And whatever you got to say, we're going to hear right now. Top out of Sabbath day, we're going to swing out around the hospital area and see if we put our eyeballs and ears on Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel, Yahweh bless you, Seer Roy.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seer Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother D.F. Israel. So, I mean, the way I'm hearing you sound strong, so if anything is not the way Basile just said it, take the time to give us an update on how you doing there, Mother D.F. Israel, one of the most out of Camp One. Come on.
Well, I'm doing good, and I had visitors today. Sister Abia Phoebe and her daughter came by today. That lifted up my spirit. That was a good thing to sit and talk about the word and how good Yahweh is. You know, that uplifting. So like you said, and it ain't too much longer, I'll be up out of here. And I thank Yahweh for that. But I had another experience today. I don't want to take up all the time. but it was a clergy that stopped by today. he said he wanted to stop by and pray with me. So he see my book spread out here on the table. He said, "Oh, you got the Apocrypha?" I said, "Yeah, you know they took out 14 books of the Bible." And I said, I'm an Israelite. So he said, are you saying you're a Jew?" I said, "No, I'm not saying I'm a Jew." I say, "I'm Israelite, Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, had 12 sons, and I'm from the tribe of Judah, not Jew." And so he said, "You mind if I sit down?" I said, "No, I don't mind if you sit down." So we had got off into the conversation. I was telling him about, the tribe and we do the Sabbath day and feast days and the dietary law, and we serve Yahuwah. And so he say, I do the Sabbath too. I said, "Yeah, you do." And so he wanted to know how we do it and what go on in the class and stuff. So I was explaining it to him. I want to take up all time. But anyway, he said.
We got some time,
Mo. Okay,
we want to hear all that.
So anyway, I was explaining. I said, "Well, all you got to do is look it up on your phone. If your phone will tell you." I say, "His name is YHWH, and we pronounce it Yahuwah." And so he was saying, "Yeah, I heard of that." And he said, "Do you mind he said that he do the Sabbath. He said that he keep the Passover." I said, "Yeah." He said, "That's the most important one. That's the one that I keep. It's the Passover," but we didn't go too much in it. But anyway, it was more longer than, he said that, "I can see that you it's true to your faith." I said, yeah, I'm true to Yahuwah. So he said, "Are you depressed? Do you have support?" I said, "Yeah, I'm not depressed. Well, I'm be depressed for Yahuwah is in control of everything." And so he say, "I enjoy talking with you." And then he say, "Well, do you mind if we pray?" I said, "Who do you pray to? Who you gonna pray to?" He said, "To God." I said, "Well, that's the title. And that's not his name. His name is YHWH." And I said, "No, we can't pray together because I pray to Yahuwah." So he said, "Well, I enjoy talking to you." Yeah. So anyway, that was an experience. So Yahuwah been sending people back for me to minister to them, give them words. Yeah, so I like that. So sometimes, Yahuwah will put you in places that you don't think that you need to be, but it's where you need to be at these times, to get his word out to other people. So I thank Yahuwah for giving me that understanding. So I want to read, Jeremiah. I know that you was going to, ask me, something. So I opened up the book. When I opened up the book, it opened up on Jeremiah chapter 2. Now, it's chapter 1. I just want to read verse 9. Then I'm going to chapter 2. This is what the Spirit led me to. It says in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9, then Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And Yahweh said unto me, behold, I have put my word in your mouth. Now I want to go to Jeremiah 2, starting verse 11. It says that, have a nation changed their Yahweh, which are yet no Yahweh? But my people have changed their honor for that which doeth not profit. Verse 12, be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horrible afraid. Be you very desolate, says Yahweh. Verse 13, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewed them out systems, broken systems, that can hold no water. Verse 14. Is Israel a servant? He is a homeborn slave. Why is he spoiled? Hallelujah. 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 That's what the Spirit led for me to say on this top part of the Sabbath day.
Hallelujah.
bad ticker and do her part. Hey, Mother. Mother E, tribe of Yah God Judah. Yahweh be blessed, right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. I see you, Roar. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. And you know, Mother, you know, one thing about those things, we're great note takers. And I like the big dignitary came and bit Mother and D.F. Israel. And we'll know, can I pray with you that he won't talk about him, but he's a Jew and he keeps the Sabbath day. Yeah, but it's a lot of things he left out and that we don't bring to his attention. So one thing about it, by my mother putting that name to him, oh, yeah, I heard about that name. Now, you know about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know that name. Once that name right there get his proper due, you know, everything that y'all are on is coming down as that name spreads the proper way, the four letters, Y-H-W.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there, Mother, so y'all, I'll be with you there. Mother, you, we know Mother Z, that the death get prepared to do a part of some dust bags, Yahweh, and all we're going to make it happen. We got the young lion at Cap 1, so we're going to see the young lion, if you read it's to roar on that microphone by saying, young lion, tribe of Yah God Judah, Camp 1, up and come and teach out of Camp 1. Yahweh, be there, see right.
Yahweh, bless you there, there is Israel. Oh, see, Roy. Hallelujah, Roy.
Hallelujah, Roy. Well, we heard enough. We heard quite enough from Mother D up Israel. But one thing about it, I keep telling you, we're all going to be on the clock. And you have to take a deep breath and be able to talk with those that come in, visiting the hospital. Because remember, the same thing go off into the pill institution. When you get in the pill institution, you always send, they used to send all type of clergymen. They used to send Jesse Jackson with his Christianity and Al Sharpton with that Christianity stuff to deliver you up. You come out and when you come out on Monday, Christianity, let me show you what happens. Matter of fact, Mother, you need to read that Mother Dead. Let me show you what happens. When you get caught up on the Christianity, they're going to get from Luke 12, chop pot of Saturday. Let me show you something when you come out of that Christianity. Let me show you exactly what happens. When they send you in on Christianity, even Islam or Judaism, my brother's talking to me today. He was out there in Pakistan. He was letting me know. You know, they looked at him very strange because of his color, but we often tap and sign, we everywhere. We is everywhere. But we don't have the knowledge that we're going to have. And probably, like you say, we're going to have the Pakistanian logging in for the night broadcast on the international side or catching a broadcast. But we really want to hear what idle part is and just says. And that's what it's all about, being prepared to be able to evangelize. So you got to always be prepared to evangelize. But Mother, hey Mother D.F. of Israel, in the 23rd chapter, of Matthew, can you help us see how, and we're going to see if we get something going on, in the 23rd chapter of Matthew. Let's pick it up and see what he says in 18 down to 23 and mother he had me 24 down to verse 24. Yeah. Let's look at Matthew chapter 2 and 3. We're going to put it on the table. Then we can just Luke 12 inside of Camp 1. Mother D.F. Israel, look at Matthew 23. Pick up a verse. Make it 15 down to 19, and Mother Eve had me 20. I'm all over the place. I tell you what, my story reading at verse 15, 15 down to verse 20. Hey, Mother Eve of Israel, let's do some 15 and 20 and get it out to where it works.
Okay.
15 down to verse 20.
Okay. Matthew chapter 23, verses 15 to 20. Verse 15. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land and makest one proselyte. Is that proselyte?
Proselyte.
And when he is made, you make him twofold more the children of hell than yourself. 16. Woe unto you, you blind guides, which say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing. But whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Verse 17. You fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold? 18. And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing. But whosoever swears by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. 19. You fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctify the gift? Verse 20. Whosoever therefore shall swear by the altar swears by it and by all things thereon.
Mother Eve, picking up around by 21 down to verse number 23. 21 and 23,
Mother Eve. Okay. Matthew chapter 23, verse 21 to 23. Verse 21. And whoso shall swear by the temple swears by it and by him that dwelleth therein. Verse 22. And he that shall swear by heaven swears by the throne of Yahweh and by him that sitteth thereon. Verse 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithes of men and common and have omitted the weight matter of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. There ought ye to have done and not be the other undone.
Now what are you saying? He said, now you make sure yourself and the members pay tithes, free will offers and donations. But everything about what thus says Yahweh saying, you will never bring it up. You will call the children of Israel a Jew. You will call them a Gentile. You will call them a Christian. You'll do everything contrary to keep things going in your way. But you'll never tell the people who they are. Although you will pay tithes and you remind those that's in your congregation to send in them tithes.
But the weightier matters, you don't tell them nothing. You don't tell them who they are and how they got into this trouble and how to get out of it. You got whatever taking name is on the table. And that's why Big Dignitary came in to the hospital with Mother and said, can I pray with you? They said, pray in what? Well, I want to pray in the Lord God and Jesus. Well, what did he even and at the time of his Bible was open and closed? No name. So what name was they praying in with the Bible open? What name were they talking about in the Bible and the Bible open? Was it anything pertaining to the Lord God of Jesus or a Christian at any time? No, the English didn't exist. So why do you think you're going to pray to Lord God and Jesus now, knowing the fact he tells you in Malachi 3, verse 6, he don't change. Okay, in Hebrews 13, 8 and 9, he don't change. So if he don't change then, and he ain't got but one name, why can't we pray in that one name before I see you? And my donation. Why can't we talk about that? You see, hold this ball game. So Aaron looked to him, pick up around by verse 24 down to verse 30 that we're going to swing inside the temple of Yahweh and let the young lion get us from Luke 12, 12, man. Elder, Mr. Till, pick it around about 24 to 28. Elder, Mr. Till of Israel, come on.
24 to 28, on what book are we in, Jeremiah? Still? Matt, which book?
That's right, Mother. Say it a little loud.
Matthew.
Okay, Matthew. We all can have righteous instruction. Matthew's?
23.
Okay. Was that 4:23? Because we had some talking in the background over the seer. I didn't hear it. What
Matthew
chapter 23.
Matthew
23,
24. Matthew
23, 24 down to verse 28. Okay, I hear you clearly now. See you. Hallelujah. Matthew's 23, looking at verses 24 to 26, I believe. 24.
Make
it
28.
You blind guys. Okay, 24 to 28. You blind guys would stand at gate and swallow a camel. 25, warn to you scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of a cup and of a platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. 26, thou blind Pharisee, clean first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. 27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto withered sculptures, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but within are full of dead men's bones and all of the uncleanness. 28. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and sins.
Mm-hmm. Young mind, chapter 1, Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, he said, you appear, you leaders, you preachers, you doctors of the Bible. You look good outside, but inside you're full of dead man bones, because you will continue to fleece the people with that bad understanding, and they're not going to have a clue even how to get salvation. You have them all over the place thinking salvation is one way, and salvation, according to the Bible, if you believe in what Yahweh is saying, is a whole different ballgame. Young Lion Camp 1, live at Temple 1, and we got the memos on 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all campuses open, ready for you to bump shoulders, and that's the key. And that's the same thing we're going to read, showing you exactly if you even got a clue on salvation, you'll let the Almighty tell you exactly how to get on the right track of salvation after we hear from Luke chapter 12, verse tell you. Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit is going to teach you. That's what do the teaching, the righteous spirit. So anytime in the ministry, when they drop Luke 12, 12 in, you don't have nothing already parakeet or put on the table. You know the righteous spirit do the teaching. That's what do the teaching. And then one of the greatest mysteries in teaching is to understand exactly some big stuff over here in Sirach chapter 17. Look at 5 through 26. This is real good for those that like to visit and say, "Can I pray with you when you're in them hospitals?" And they come around, even when you're in them penitentiaries, in them jail, when you're in them jail. Then all of a sudden, now they got an hour set up aside for you to come down and visit the clergyman. And then they're going to talk some Christianity to you. But guess what? All I want to know, have you ever been in a Christian church, Islam or Judaism, and they read to you the book called the Apocrypha 17, 5 down to verse 26. I want to know, and we'll want to give this international line a call, 224-600-5579. I want to know that, hey, give me the book called Amos 3, verse 7. 3, verse 7, Elder Tibbs. What does it say we can read in Amos 3, verse 7?
Okay, give me one second. In the book of Amos, looking at chapter 3, verse number 7, says, "Surely the Yahweh will do nothing but reveal his secrets unto the servants, the seers."
So if Yahweh will do anything about his word to distribute his word, where do we make his first stop at, according to the Bible there, Elder? He makes his first stop. Do we make it over there in the Vatican City of Rome to the Pope, according to Amos 3, verse 7? What exactly do Yahweh say he do, according to Amos 3, verse 7? Help him out, Mother.
I'm taking service. See us.
Revealing his secret unto the servants.
Okay. And exactly how it unfolded itself. Now, that's Bible. Now, let me show you the scripture pertaining to he will do nothing but reveal his secrets to the Pope. Then you show me what verse is in there. So what you making a confession to him for, and according to the Bible, if he got anything to say, he's going to say it to the secret, according to the Bible. The seer is going to have the first hook, according to Amos 3, verse 7. Now, if anybody in the Vatican City can come back there and show me something different in the Bible, then what verse and what will we turn? WCC, Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church out of New York. What I hear now. Cricket. You know why you're hearing cricket? Because that's how the book goes. Don't let you recognize the signs of the time, and then you're going to get in where you fit in it in the sixth anointed council voices of the true Israelite. Sirach 17, 5 down to verse 26, young lions above Makai. Take notes all around the world, even out there in Pakistan. Come on.
All right. We're going over to the book of Sirach, chapter 17, verse 5 down to verse 26, verse 5 reads, "They received the use of the five operations of Yahshua, and in the sixth place, he imparted them understanding, and in the seventh, speech and interpreter of the cogitation thereof." Verse 6, "Counsel in a tongue.
And ears." Hold that point. Now, I want to precept that. Now, let me just say. Back up and read a verse
Now let's see when you live by the spirit of Yahweh. Let's find out what did he say he just got through getting. Read verse 5 down to verse 6 again. Listen good for those that got an ear to hear. 5 and verse 6. Listen good at 5 and verse 6.
All right. The book of Sirach, chapter 17, verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5 reads. They received the use of the five operations of Yahuwah.
Stop it there. So otherwise, Yahuwah, they received the five operations of Yahuwah. That they did it. He said that they did it. That they received the five operations of Yahuwah. They did it. What happened next?
All right. And in the sixth place, he imparted them understanding.
And then once he put the five operations on the table, he parted them and gave them some understanding. So while he just didn't put it on the chalkboard, he just put it on the chalkboard, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, he didn't put it on the chalkboard. Let's see what he did. Acts chapter 8. Here's something in Acts chapter 8, verse 26. He didn't just put it on the chalkboard. See, this is the part we're trying to take. See, we know when you're ready. We'll know when you're ready. When that small dear boy can say, yes, dear. Once you drop Luke 12:12 in, then your lesson's going to go the way I want it to go. You saying, I want the Almighty to dictate the lesson. And I'm going to dictate the lesson when you come clean with me. So now, we look at the five operations. See, now, you mess around and go back to your preacher and say, hey, Mr. Preacher, what's the five operations? That preacher look like you're going to pull your pistol out on him and tap the side of the back of his head if you ask him a question like that. Because he ain't got a clue what you're talking about and it's coming out of the Bible. Read 26, age 26. Let's find out how you crack this mystery. Verse 8:26 of Acts. Take note.
The book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 26. And the ministering spirit of Yahuwah speak unto Philip, saying, arise and go towards the south unto the way that goeth down from after Judah unto Gaza, which is Delta.
Read.
Verse 7.
Continue.
27. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, on the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the choice.
Hold on, hold on, mother. Are you in? I'm on 8:29. Started 8:29. We're gonna work our way down. We're in 8:29. We're in Acts chapter 8 and pick up verse 29. Take the time to read down until we get out one. Because remember, we're going to take a peep at five. So far, we got the five operations he gave today. He gave they a five operation. Now, who the they is, we're going to find out shortly. But right now, we got a five operation that was told to the seer he gave today. Acts 8:29. Come on, Mother E.
The book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to the chariot. Verse 30, and Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, the seer Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? 31, and he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Verse 32.
Is that it? That's it. So all the way you will understand the word of Almighty. Almighty to dignitaries, according to verse 30, what got to happen, Mother? What got to happen according to verse 30?
Okay.
A man got to guide you. A man must guide you. A man must guide you. And but the man must be sent by the minister spirit, and he starts with the seer. So that's the order so far. You got to be guided. And all the way you'll get understanding of your Bible, Mother, D.F. Israel, all the way you'll get understanding your Bible is going to Isaiah 28, Mother, D.F. Israel. The only way you're going to get understanding according to your Bible, Mother, D.F. Israel. Now, even one way to get understanding your Bible is verse number 28, verse 9 and 10. This is just, remember, the first thing he's going to come to is the seer. And he's just not going to write something on the board. He'll say, okay, I'm going to write on the board, but it's a five operation on the board. Good. He said, I'm going to give it to the day. And now we should have a clue what the day is by reading Isaiah 28, verse 19. Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, what do 28, verse 9 and 10 say? Mother D.F. Israel, what do 28, verse 9 and 10? Pick that up, Elder Till, pick that verse up, 28, verse 9 and 10.
Okay. Is that the book of Isaiah? The book of Isaiah?
Yes, sir.
Chapter 28.
Verse 9 and 10.
Verse 9 and verse number 10. 9 says, for whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. 10. For precept must be on precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, and there a little.
So all the way you understand your Bible according to verse 10, how you, if anybody's standing before you, according to verse 10, what you got to do? The only way you understand your Bible, understand the five operations to them, you must do what according to 28 verse 10?
You must be able to study your precepts.
According to verse 10. According to verse 10.
Well, you have to study your precepts.
Verse 10.
Well, precepts must be
according
on precepts.
According to verse 10. Read verse 10 and expound on verse 10.
Okay. Once again.
Read verse 10 and expound on verse 10.
Well, precept must be on precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. And
now,
you want me to
expound
it?
Yeah, I'm found that verse.
Okay, if you can hear me, you do your precepts consistently. And as you read, you gather an understanding of your precepts because you're reading here a little and there a little and learning your precepts.
What you got to say about that, young line? 28, verse 10, what you got to say on that?
Precept must be upon precept. Must precept your Bible to get understanding.
That's
you
what
must saying. Precept your Bible. So if you don't precept your Bible, you're not getting no understanding. And when he dropped the five operation of to them, the five operation. So he's letting you know these five operations he dropped down on you. The only way you get some understanding of it, you got to precept your Bible. So that was what he just said. So once that angel came, the Holy Ghost came to the seer, he wrote five things on the blackboard for But he dropped five things on the board for the seer. So the first thing he's going to visit is the seer, not the Pope. That's the point we make. According to the Bible, he's going to be visiting the seer and the man of the hour was Isaiah at that time. So Isaiah was the man of the hour. And the Holy Ghost dropped 5 points on the blackboard for them. So we know we got the seer receiving 5 points. But the seer, he told the seer this. The only way you will understand, they going to understand this seer. They got the precept of the Bible. Good. Now come on back. With that understanding we got, let's come on back to the 17th chapter of the Torah. So now we understand something on the way of understanding something.
Right, we're going back to the book of Sirach, chapter 17, picking up in the middle of the verse, and it reads, and in the seventh speech, an interpreter of the congregation thereof. Verse 6.
In the seventh what?
Speech. An interpreter of the congregation thereof.
Okay. So now, look what we got here. Now we got it up to 7. So now he put 5 things on the board. Now he got 2 volume put on the board. So now we got the precept that. To see, what is he talking about even with that? Now, hey, Marie. Hey, Marie, let's run to Ezekiel chapter 3. Go to Ezekiel chapter 3. See, one thing about the word of Yahuwah, you ain't going to know where we're going because the world that he did it to us don't know where they're going. That's why you never can get where I got it. I'm good. How you good? There's no end to this understanding of Yahuwah. You don't get no end to this understanding of Yahuwah. Put the finalized pieces on you, then the Father come down to his kingdom. So every time you get his book, you're going to find some new understanding in this book, and the first thing he'll give it to is the seer, not the Pope, not none of the cardinals. You ask a cardinal or bishop from Rome to precept his Bible, and he's going to say, is you offending me or what? How in the world are we going to precept the Bible? We don't understand nothing about that Bible. Not what we don't got. All we understand is we understand our confession book to tell us what you think you did to hit that box, and we can take your conversation and use it against you if you need it. That's what we understand.
What do you
now, what you read? Hey, Mother E, what you read?
You said Ezekiel 3?
Yeah, pick the verse 1. Yeah, pick the verse 1 there, Mother. And remember one thing. On the international side, according to the WCC, is over close to 900,000 plus on the international side. And we got some Pakistanians on the line as we speak. They said, Phil, we're going to hear what you got to say. We don't know what we got to say yet. But one thing we do know, this word is going to get everywhere it needs to get. The harvest is real big, but the labor is fruit. Plenty of rules, but you got to understand your Bible. You can't talk a good game. You got to read a good game according to the order of Yahuwah. You must precept your Bible to get understanding. If you don't precept your Bible, if somebody stand before you, if he's not precepting your Bible, get out of there. But he's not going to be able to precept his Bible because the Spirit ain't going to be right. The Spirit going to be up under Christianity. He ain't going to precept nothing. He can't do it. The Spirit ain't coming in busy with Christianity. Now, Ezekiel chapter 3, Mother, verse 1. Let's talk about it now. We're talking about something, Mother. We're trying to lay a little foundation for the Palestinians out there in Pakistan. So now, Ezekiel 3, 1, right there. Pick up at 3, verse 1.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this rose, and go speak unto the family of Israel. Verse 2, so I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that rose. Verse 3, and he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this rose that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. Verse 4, and he said unto me, Son of man, go and get thee unto the family of Israel, and speak with my word unto thee. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the family of Israel.
Good.
Now,
so, we paint a picture, Mother. We paint a picture. The Holy Ghost came and visited the field. He got it right. He dropped five things on the blackboard and said, this got to go to them here. So now, according to 3:1-5, who is to them that this bowl to go to first? Still got to go to them. And who's to them when you preach up your Bible in Ezekiel chapter 3:1-5? So Mother E, tell old Seer and the national audience who is to them.
To them is to Israel.
Is to who?
Israel.
The children of Israel. So right. The them is the children of Israel. The first stop that the seer have to go to is the children of Israel. That's number one by reading it right here. Get you to the family of Israel. That's in verse 1.
Right.
So get you to the family of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5, the bottom. Get you to the family of Israel. So you made it plain exactly where the seer got to go first. First move, after he get the understanding from the Holy Ghost, the righteous spirit, the angel, once he got it down pat. So now he got five things on the board. Then the Almighty says, not only that, and I'm going to throw two more on it. And then two more is what after the five operations, what was left out after the five operations, you're online. It was the five operations. We read that. And what verse we read the five operations at?
Verse 5.
Okay. Read it again, the five operations.
Right, the book of Tamar, chapter 17, verse 5, read. They received the news of the five operations of Yahuwah.
The five operations of Yahuwah. Great.
In the sixth place, he imparted them, the children of Israel, understanding.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
In the seventh speech.
And he's on the seventh speech. Now let's go and precept and find out what you're talking about, since you know this is aimed for the children of Israel. Now we go on precept and see exactly what was told of Peter to do for the children of Israel. We're going to precept the book to Isaiah 42. So he talked to Isaiah, and Ezekiel got in there and made it plainly that this message was going to the children of Israel. Now we're going to find out what if these seven things were told to them that the seer got to take to the children of Israel. Now we're going to find out. We're going to Isaiah 42. That's why you try to learn something on the way of learning something. We're going to Isaiah 42, and we'll pick it up at verse number 1 to get warmed up. What does it say in verse 1?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 42, We're going to pick it up at verse number 1. The book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 1, read. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom I show delight, I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles.
Good. So he'll put his spirit on somebody, and he's going to take it to the Gentiles. Now, with that understanding, while we're on that point, skip down to verse number 5. Listen good. Verse 5. Listen, six anointed caps. Take notes. Learn some. Be prepared.
Verse 5.
What?
Thus says Yahuwah. Yahuwah, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to
wait
them.
Wait a minute, he give what?
He giveth breath.
Let me know that, write that down. One. Give breath. Write that down there, Mother. You know already Mother Zion already wrote down. She caught it right off the top. So she wrote down. She wrote it down right off the top. She ain't playing around with this. Go ahead and read.
Unto the people upon in spirit
mm-hmm.
to them that walk therein.
Go ahead.
Verse 6. I, Yahuwah, have called you in righteousness
mm-hmm.
and will hold your hand and will keep you and give you for a covenant of the people, for mm-hmm. a light of the Gentiles.
Good. Now, all right. So now you find out he's going to put some breath in. All right, now back up to the 11th chapter. Now back up to the 11th chapter. You hold all you got in the 11th chapter. And now we go on to the 11th chapter. And now we're going to tie it all in. And what he said in verse 1 of the 11th chapter?
Look what I say in chapter 11, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root.
So the one that's going to be able to get his understanding must be a direct bloodline out of Perez, Judah. The one that's going to get your understanding got to be a direct bloodline out of the tribe of Judah. Bloodline. He's not going to come from Esau, and that's where the folk come from. Folk is a descendant of Esau. That's who he ascended of, Esau. So he not going to have a message. Now, what it says in verse 2, listen good.
Verse 2 reads, and the spirit of Yahuwah shall rest upon him.
Now, and the spirit of Yahuwah will rest on him that comes out of the tribe of Judah.
The spirit of wisdom.
Stop right there. Listen, y'all hear that? Wisdom. Write down wisdom. So the spirit is going to be wisdom. Wisdom is going to come out of him. What?
And understanding. Spirit of counsel.
Understanding. Understanding. Right now, understanding. So you have a spirit. And we have an understanding. Go ahead.
All right. The spirit of counsel.
You think it'll be the counsel?
Okay. And might.
You gonna have might.
The spirit of knowledge.
You gonna have spirit of what?
Knowledge.
Understanding, you have spirit of knowledge.
And of the fear of Yahuwah.
The fear of Yahuwah. Now. Now. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for a little bit more out of that. Let's see what we got here. We got, and the spirit should rest, and the spirit of Yahuwah should rest, and the spirit of Yahuwah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, Calvin, three, Mike, four, five, knowledge. You know, we gonna leave that right here, because right now I'm still missing something else. I picked up the breath.
Yeah.
I picked up the breath. We talked about that earlier, right?
That's one.
That was the breath. Put some breath in you. That was one. Okay, and we got wisdom. Two, three. We got count. We have a count of four. And you got to have some knowledge. Five. And we have five. And fear. Thank you, Mommy. Fear.
Fear.
Six. And Mike. Seven. And Mike. We're gonna leave that right there, and we're gonna bend it out a little bit more to make it even more plain. So we got you're gonna put some breath in you, you're gonna put some wisdom in you, some understanding, and you'll be able to understand what's going on. You'll be able to counsel, you will have the knowledge, you will have the fear, and you will have this money. So we have all this tied into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We'll leave that right there, because what I'm going to do, I'm going to come back and preach up that a little bit more. Maybe not in this broadcast, but I'm going to preach up that a little bit more. I want to get a little bit more out of that. Let's go back to that. But D7 is very important. But I still want to get me a little bit more out of that. But this is what you're looking for. Whoever stands before you, you're going to be looking for this 7 operation. The 7 operation. And we can read a little bit more, just a little bit later. Let's go back to that, Surah 17.
Right.
Now, when we leave off on 17, we're going to take care of this again, but it'll be a little bit late. We're going to come at this another way.
We're actually at number, verse 6. Look at Surah, chapter 17, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, counsel in a tongue, eyes, ears, in a mind. Give heed them to understand.
We do what?
Gave heed them to understand.
Gave who? What?
Gave heed them, the children of Israel, to understand.
Give them understand. So now the Holy Ghost is telling the seer, I'm going to show you the ball game, but you're going to have to be able to get them understand. Them is the children of Israel. Go ahead and read.
All right. Verse 7. With all he filled them with the knowledge of understanding.
He filled them with the knowledge of understanding. So the seer has filled them with the knowledge of understanding. You have to understand that this is a bloodline thing. It's not an election thing. It's not who got the more money and whatever. This is a bloodline election thing here did for the people of the book. And that's just the way it is. So when you find somebody who jumped up in there and it's not of the bloodline or who he's talking to, then you know right then and there that it's not biblically wise. And that's why there would be no understanding on it. And that's the reason why you be doing Sunday and Lord God and Jesus. Because you don't have a proper understanding. You're doing what is written, Elder, Mr. Chills, you're doing the Proverbs chapter 5. We'll make it chapter 3, 1 through 5. Elder Chills. So what they will be doing is the Proverbs 3:1 down to verse 5, Elder Mr. Chill. And what that say that we can read? Proverbs chapter 3:1 down to verse 5, Elder, come on.
Mother Eve. Proverbs chapter 3, 1 down to verse 5.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1, my son, forget not my law. Let thy mind keep my commandments. Verse 2, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of thine mind. Verse 4. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of Yahweh and man. Verse 5. Trust in the Yahweh with all thy mind and lean not unto thy own understanding.
So one thing that they stand before you, what they do not supposed to do, mother.
Come
on, young man.
Lean not to thy own understanding.
You do not lean towards your own understanding. He got it. This book is lined up from the Father to the Son. Exactly what he wants to be said and done is already lined up. All we got to do is find out our place in the Bible and just do what the Bible tells us to do. Good. So now, we got that part out the way. Now let's go back. Let's go back again to what we had again. Now, what we had again.
Going back to the book of Sirach, chapter 17, and we're going to verse number, we just finished up verse number 6, we're going to verse number 7. Verse 7 reads, the middle of verse 7. Pick it up at the top. With all, he filled them with the knowledge of understanding and showed them good and evil. Verse 8. Set his eye upon their mind.
So who was it them?
The children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. So the seer's job is to show the children of Israel what again?
Good and evil.
Good and evil. So that's what the message to send to the children of Israel by the hand of the seer to understand good and evil. Go ahead.
All right. Verse 8. He set his eye upon their mind that he might show them, the children of Israel, the greatness of his work.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. He gave them, the children of Israel, to glory in his marvelous acts forever, that they might declare his works with understanding. Verse 10. And the elect shall praise the righteous name. Verse 11. Besides this, he gave them, the children of Israel, knowledge in the law of life for inheritance. Verse 12. He made an everlasting covenant with them, the children of Israel, and showed them his judgment, the children of Israel. Verse 13. Their eyes, the children of Israel, saw the majesty of his glory, and their ears heard his glory, his glorious voice. Verse 14. And he said unto them, the children of Israel, beware of all unrighteousness. And he gave every man commandment concerning his name. Verse 15. Their ways are ever before him, and shall not be hid from his eyes. Verse 16. Every man from his youth is given to evil. Neither could they make to themselves fleshly minds for some. Verse 17. For in the division of the nations, the whole earth, he set a ruler over every people.
You know what?
A ruler over every people.
He said he put a ruler over every people. He said, listen, now this is what he said he did. Now, remember, this is the Holy Ghost talking to the Savior. He reminded him that he put a ruler over every people. Every people got a ruler over them. Now, watch this now.
All right. But Israel.
He said, but Israel now. Now, the children of Israel now.
Is the Yahweh's portion.
But the children of Israel is Yahweh's portion. See, now, he was reminding the seer. But when it comes down to the children of Israel, they are who portion?
Yahweh's portion.
They is Yahweh's portion. So all the stuff that you get out is the children of Israel. Remember, according to the seer being dictated by the angel, you are the portion of Yahweh. You is a separate people from all the other nations. You have to know these things. And you can't follow them. They got to follow you, according to Numbers 15, 15, 16, and 29. You can't follow Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Lord God and Jesus, and Sunday. He let the seer know. You tell them the reason why you up in the captivity in the over here in the Medo-Persian Empire as they were speaking, because you didn't follow what is written in the volume of the book. And the reason we're in captivity today, and we're suffering for payment today, because even today we're not following what the book is saying. We follow what a preacher is saying, or what a imam is saying, or what a cardinal is saying, bishop is saying, and what the pope is saying, or your pastor is saying. We're not following what the Bible is saying. And that's a game changer. So now get over there in Sarat, the Seder, and let them know the reason they're in captivity. Because what's written in the Bible, you pay it no never mind. Keep reading.
All right. Verse number 18, the book of Sirach 17. Picking up at verse number 18, verse 18 reads, whom being his firstborn, he nourished with discipline.
He said, now, the people he's talking about is his firstborn. That means it's 18 nations, but although they're the last nation, but they are his firstborn nation. Now we got a precept there to find out, well, who is their firstborn nation, but that we can read. We're going to Deuteronomy, make it Exodus, chapter 4, verse 21 and 22. See, we got to take our time to understand Yahweh got rules and regulations in the Bible. And if you follow the rules and regulations, you in. As long as you don't follow the rules and regulations, you're going to be out. Now, this conversation was born to the firstborn. We got to precept the Bible and see what firstborn nation is he talking about that we can read by precepting the Bible to Exodus 4, verse 21 22. This is how he cracked the whip on Exodus 4, 21 and 22. What
does that have, Mother E? The book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 21 and verse 22. Exodus, chapter 4. Oh, boy. Exodus, chapter 4, verse 21. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, when thou goest to return unto Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand. But I will harden his mind, that he shall not let the people go. Verse 22. And thus shall say unto Pharaoh, thus said the Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my first song.
Yeah.
So the first message from the Father to the Son to the Holy Ghost, all the angel, the right spirit, it comes down to who first, the fear, and a message and tenant for who, Mother, in that verse 22. Who is the message supposed to get right off the top first?
Israel. Israel.
The children of Israel.
Oh, he's
the
talking to Pharaoh.
That's who's going to get it first. So now we understand that one thing. The children of Israel received the word from on high first. Pharaoh did it. His job is to take it to the children of Israel. That's what we're reading so far. That's supposed to get the first message, the children of Israel. Come on back down the line. So now we see who the firstborn is. The firstborn nation, he deal with a whole lot of individuals prior to that. But as a nation of people, the first nation that he adopted for himself was the children of Israel. He adopted them for himself. That's what we read so far. The children of Israel is the one that's been adopted by Yahweh, and he's reminding the seer, Sarai, to tell them that you have forgot your position. Come on back there, young man, read a little bit more.
All right, we're going back over to the book of Sarai, chapter 17. We're picking it back up at verse number 18. Verse 18 reads, who being his firstborn, the children of Israel, he nourished with discipline.
And what he gave the children of Israel is what again?
He nourished with discipline.
And now you're all over the place right now. And matter of fact,
back up
Mother E, we hear you struggling over there, Mother E, but you might have to hold on there, Mother E. We see you struggling big time. But in the 13th chapter of Jeremiah, he says the children of Israel got to have some discipline. We clear about that. But in the 13th chapter, 8 through 10 of Jeremiah, can you help them see out? 13th chapter of Jeremiah, he says, yeah, I gave the children of Israel discipline. So he told Jeremiah about these people that he gave discipline. And he starts signifying with Jeremiah pertaining to the children of Israel in the 13th chapter 8 and 10. What did he say there, Mother E?
Jeremiah chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. Yeah. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 8. Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, thus said the Yahweh, after this manner will I mar the pride of Yahweh Judah and the great pride of Yahweh Judah. Verse 10, this evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their mind and walk after other false Yahweh to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girl, which is good for nothing.
You see that? So he gave them discipline to walk in his way, but what did he call them, Mother E? Evil people. Because they refuse to walk in my way. 99% of Northern Kingdom is off into the Roman Catholic Church. Guadalupe. They keep it Sunday and Guadalupe because the Catholic Church have put them a room to the side. And they can walk in there and hear Christianity and they see a statue of Guadalupe. And Mary with a little brownness in her to lure them in to be in a separate room looking at Guadalupe. And Mary and a brownest baby. See? Christianity all the way. 99% of the Northern Kingdom to this day is off into the Catholic go back there in your line and read some more.
All right, we're going back over there to the book of Torah. We're going to pick it up at verse number, middle 18. The book of Torah, chapter 17, middle of verse 18, read. In giving him the light of his love, do not forsake him.
You see the man said, and he gave them the light of his love. He gave him the light of his love. We ain't going to preach about that. But that's what he gave you, the light of his love. What happened next?
All right. Verse 19. Therefore, all his eyes are continually upon their way.
He said, and the one I got my eye on all the time is they way. I'm watching them. Hey, Mother E, I'm watching them. But who is he watching, Mother? Who is he watching that we can read by going to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 through 16? He said, everything they do, I'm watching them. I'm watching them, but who is to them in 2 Chronicles, Mother E? We're going to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And we'll look at verse 14 down to verse 16. Who is to them that he continuously keeping at around the clock to his ministry spirit that we can read? 7, 14 to 16. What does it say that, Mother E?
2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 and 15. No. Verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins. And we'll heal their land. Verse 15. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place.
Come on, fell down to 16.
For now have I chosen and sanctified this family that my name. Now have I chosen and sanctified this family, Israel, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my mind shall be there perpetually.
Mm-hmm. So, mother, out of the 18 nations that he got to continually watch on according to 14 through 16, who is he looking directly at around the clock? His eyes is intent.
Open
continually, and the young lion said, glued to the children of Israel. He got his binoculars on, some strong eyes, and he watching one people. And guess what? He know where you at. Hold that point. Let me show you what he know where you at. Young lion in Amos chapter 9, put a marker with you on. In Amos chapter 9, verse 9 and verse 10. I don't know how I'll do y'all, for I know exactly where you at. But remember, if you don't know Yahweh's business, what he's doing, he always reveals his secrets to his servants. He ain't telling the Pope nothing. He ain't telling the Cardinals nothing. He's not telling your bishops nothing. He don't work like that. He don't change. He the same today, yesterday, and forever. If you want to know about what the Almighty is doing today, you must look into the Bible and show me how you become the replacement place Yahweh is gone, that you call place and call the Christ. Show me in the Bible you replace him by being from the sinners of the Vatican people. I mean, not Esau people, not the Vatican people. Sinners of Esau. Show me in the Bible the sinners of Esau have received the word of Yahweh without stealing it and blackjacking the children of Israel. Show me how Esau got his word today. The Pope, the Cardinals, they are descendants of Esau. That is the red man. Pale red. That is the one that's teaching you today. That is not what the Bible prescribes for you children of Israel. Children of Israel. If you is in the Catholic Church, if you got a loved one in the Catholic Church, and you authorize to carry a thing that can pop them in the back of the head, pop them in the head, pull them out, lay them on the couch, put an ice pack on their head, and when they wake up, Stella, I'm trying to save your life. I know you got a knot in your head. You might as well get a knot in your head now, then burn in the fire later. That's up to you. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. What you read? Who reading what?
The book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 9 and verse number 10.
Listen to this.
Verse 9 read.
What?
For lo, I will command, and I will sift the family of Israel among all nations.
I'm going to sift the family of Israel among all nations.
Like as corn is sifted in a seed.
Like corn sifted in a seed.
Yet shall not the leaf again fall upon the earth.
He said, wherever you at, he know exactly where you at. He said, ain't nowhere that you at that he don't know where you at. He's just watching you according to Hosea 5:15 and sees you gonna come out of that Christianity and Islam stuff. He's watching you. He said, I'm just gonna watch you at 5:15 and see if you gonna put that down and come back to what's written in his Bible. If I'm the Christianity teacher and leader, show me in the Bible where that is. Show me in the Bible when I say out of my own mouth, hey, Mother E, when I say out of my own mouth in 15:24 of Matthew. Contradict what I say out of my own mouth in Matthew 15:24. 15:24 of Matthew. Show me how you get out of my mouth and say I'm now the leader of the Christian church, and you are the replacement for me. And when I got written out of my own mouth, 15:24 of Matthew. What is that, Mother E?
Book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, but he answered and said, you said Matthew 15:24, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
You see the man saying, now you gonna sit there with that big old scripture in the Bible and never is read into the Christian out of his own mouth. What he said? Who he say he sent to Mother E?
The family of Israel.
That's who he sent to. Now, precept that the 18, verse 11, the same book, and we often run. 18, verse 11. Precept that, Mother E.
Matthew 18, 11. Matthew chapter 18, verse 11. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost.
Hey, Mother. Hey, Mother E. Who was lost according to 15:24? Who lost?
15:24, who was lost?
Yeah, who lost? Yeah, who lost? He come to save them as lost. Who was lost that we read in 15:24 of Matthew? Who lost?
Okay. 15:24 of Matthew is Israel.
What Israel?
But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel, the northern kingdom.
My family Israel is all 12 tribes. So the part he is sent to is the lost 12 tribes of Israel. All of it is lost. All of it is lost. And he's saying, my mission, I'm sent to the lost. They lost it. In the mind. They lost it in the mind. Anytime you sent the Roman Catholic Church got your message, you lost in the mind. He said, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the family of Israel. But we can't believe that. And matter of fact, you couldn't even pay your preacher to read that. I tell you what, Mr. Preacher, I'm going to pay my tithes to the office. I want you to read, had it read in the congregation Sunday, Matthew 15:24, 18:11. As a matter of fact, and I give you my next month of free will offering if you read 121. Hey, Malik, read 121. I give you my next text. My next free will offering if you read Matthew 121. If you can read 121, I give you my next money. These verses we just got through saying, you will never see them read in no establishment but Voices of the True Israelites, the Sixth Anointing Church. 121, what does it say there, Mother East?
The book of Matthew is chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yahweh, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Now look at that.
He
gonna say who, mother? Who people?
His people.
And who you got to read with people, right? Y'all lying. Give me the fifth chapter, verse 29 and 30.
Yes,
15. Give me the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 29 to 32. So you see, has all this in this book, and we cannot get none of this read, and that's why we convicted. We can't get nothing read nowhere but unless you log in to the Voices of the True Israelites. Now, look what we get. Now, why can we get read in Acts 5, 29 to 32? Let's see what it say before those seers comment on it. What's that, young lion?
The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 29 down to verse 32. Verse 29 reads, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we are to obey Yahweh rather than man. Verse 30. The Yahweh of our fathers raised up Yahweh the Son, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Verse 31. Him hath Yahweh the Father exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the righteous spirit whom Yahweh he has given to him that obeys him.
You give it to them.
I'm going to give it to them.
That's them. Because they're going to get them that obey him. All the way you'll get this, you got to obey him. Back up one verse again. Hey, Mother E, give me that 121 again and knock out the pause. Once the young lion reads this verse to you. And then you go to 121, knock out the pause for the national audience. Back up one verse, young lion.
All right. Verse 31. Him has Yahweh the Father exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
So you see that? So when his mission on the earth was to give repentance and remission and forgiving of sins for the whole 12 tribes of Israel. That was his mission. So when we read 121 again by Mother E, watch old Mother E knocking out of the park now. Mother E, Matthew 121. Go ahead and take a grand slam shot at it. Come on.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thus shall call his name Yahweh, for he shall save his people, the children of Israel, from their sins.
Hey. You see, they'll bring it on in. So how you got in with John 3:16? Not knowing, understanding John 3:16, and that's why you stomach that stone every time. His mission was to jumpstart the children of Israel back again, the whole 12 tribes, and he sent the seers to go to them, give them in order those that got ear to ear. That is the mission. So how do you get in this Bible and come up a whole nother way and the Bible ain't supporting nothing you say? That's why you're doing Sunday, Lord God and Jesus, and doing Easter coming up and Lent and Easter. That ain't got nothing to do with the Bible, Lent or Easter. But we're going to be keeping Passover. Like Mother said, old big preacher came in today. And he just said, well, he's keeping Passover. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. You keep his Passover, but you're lying on everything else like a road. Now, come on back in line. Come on back to that 20. Back again. Read some up.
Okay. Going back over to the book of Sirach. We're coming back. We're going to verse, I mean, chapter 17. And we're going to verse number 19.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Sirach. Chapter 17, verse 19, read.
What?
Therefore, all their works are as the sun before him.
Right.
And his eyes are continually upon their way.
And he watches everything the children of Israel are doing. Everything y'all doing, listen, he watches. He sees you hide behind the curtain. He sees you won't get in where you fit in at. He gave you a Sabbath. He gave you a dietary. He gave you to keep your mind on him. Everything you're doing contrary to Yahweh, he's looking at you right now. Right now. You got six vocations open. You're within 70 miles of six vocations. You're going to be shoulder to shoulder and one of the camps hearing the word of Yahweh above his shoulder as he came 70 miles on every Sabbath day to keep it. We'll be doing the same thing he's doing for your to be in that position, to be in that number at the time of.
Read. Book of Sirach 17, verse 20, read.
Right.
None of their unrighteous deeds are hid from him,
mm-hmm.
but all their sins are before the Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
21. But the Yahweh being gracious and knowing his workmanship, neither left nor forsook them, but spared them.
You see that? You see it? But he just gonna beat you till you get right. He ain't forgot you, but forsook you. He just watching you. He just gonna beat you back until you get right. He gonna beat you back on business deals. Everything you think you will put in second to it, he gonna beat you back. That's all. Until you come to understand, put your Yahweh first, and everything after that is added to you. Always your Yahweh first. Keep your mind on him on the Sabbath day. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. That's the order from him. Whatever business you got to do, put to the side, get Yahweh out the way, get them all the 6 days, take care of that business. That's all I'm asking.
Go ahead and read. Okay. Verse 21. Verse 20.
Thank you, Moses. Look at Moses. Moses said, look here. Let me tell you something, Sarah. I'm with you, Sarah. But long as you got some Acts 15:15, I'm with you. But if you deviate from Acts 15, then I got to come at you another way. But I want you to stay straight. That same thing we're trying to tell you, children of Israel. You got to come back and make a Bible decision. Stop making a fleshly decision. Because that's flesh. If you are in the Catholic Church, the Latter-day Saints, the Mormon Church, all that stuff, that's flesh. That ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. Go God says in Malachi 3:6 and Hebrews 13:8, I don't change. I pick one people, the children of Israel, the tribe of Judah. That's the lead tribe according to 7:14. So if I got something to say to anybody, it'll be told to them, and they'll get the children of Israel, and the children of Israel will disperse it to the rest of the people that's in all other nations. That's the only way you can come in. You can't come in by butting the line of scissors. You can't come in by butting the line by hollering you or bickering you replacement. You ain't replacing nothing. That's the work of Satan, the devil, come out your mouth. Anybody buy into that?
Keep reading. All right. We're going to the book of Sirach, chapter 17, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, none of their unrighteous deeds.
Hold on. You the Moses. Moses, you read it already. Yeah, I hear you, Moses. He won't read where he left off on. Where he at, Moses? Where is he at?
22.
22. Come on, you're online.
All right.
Hey, Moses, you might have to bring that and beat the young lions back a little bit. Come on.
Book of Sirach, chapter 17, verse 22. 22 reads, the arm of a man is as a signet with him, and he will keep the good deeds of a man as the apple of the eye, and give repentance to his sons and daughters. 23. Afterwards, he will rise up and reward them and render their recompense upon their head. Verse 24. But unto them that repent, the children of Israel.
Oh, to them that repent. Oh, so you see, you got. Listen, he tell you. To them are the children of Israel, if they do what?
Repent.
I've been a Roman Catholic member for 40 years. He got something written for you in there. Hey, mommy, he got something written for you in there. And 3 verse 7, Paul is right at the temple in Hebrews 3:7. He got something for that. Paul was invited to get on the microphone in Hebrews 3:7 for the one that was stuck in Babylon them 70 years. And he came back speaking Aramaic. He said, I got something for y'all. He said, I got something for y'all over here in Hebrews 3, verse 7. He's the one that left and got ran up into Babylon for 70 years. He came back speaking Aramaic. We got something for you. Hebrews 3, verse 7. What we got for you, mother?
Hebrews 3, chapter 7.
Yes, ma'am. What do you got for you, 3:7?
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 reads, wherefore, as the righteous spirit said, today, if you will hear his voice.
Go ahead.
Harden not your mind as in the provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness.
So, mother, you have to open up. Although they've been a Christian, they've been off into the WCC, 500 million members. They've been a Latter-day Saint. They've been a Roman Catholic member for over 30, 40, 50 years. What did Paul just say? What did he just say?
Today of temptation in the wilderness.
He said today, hard not to. He said today. He said, although you've been doing 40, 50 years off into Christianity, you've been doing Sunday, Lord God and Jesus. But he said you got an opportunity to stop that when? Today. Your day stop doing the Christianity, Islam, the Sunday, Lord God and Jesus. Your day starts when? morning and you start your day. That's it. Today. Today. If you're hearing it today, out in Pakistan, today, if you're doing the Lord God and Jesus and stuff that you're doing over there, we ain't zeroed in on what you're doing, but we know you're on the line out there in Pakistan. But today, put that down today and understand that the children of Israel, they're in every nation upon the sun. And they bear upon whatever the land offered them. But today when you hear the six anointed count, hard not to hear. Look at your Bible again today. Go back in line.
All right, we're going back to the book of Sirach. Chapter 17, picking up at verse number 24. The book of Sirach, chapter 17, verse 24, read. But unto them, the children of Israel, they repent. He granted their return, the children of Israel, and comfort those that fell in patience. Verse 25. Return unto the Yahuwah and forsake your sins. Make your prayer before his face and offend less.
Yeah. So he's telling you today. Today we hear. I know mama had y'all in Christianity, auntie had y'all in Christianity, Lord God and Jesus, Sunday keeping, you know, all that. Hey, it's on you today. Today when you hear this, hard not to hear, make a difference according to the Bible. Now, young line, let's go to Isaiah 26, and we'll look at verse 1 and 2. We're going to look at Isaiah 26, 1 and 2. Now, listen at what is going on. Hey, Mother E, in Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6, you have to see that. Let's see what it says in Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6, Mother E. Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 and verse 6. Every word of Yahweh is true. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Verse 6. Add thou not unto his word, let he reprove thee, and thou be found a light. A light.
You know, you add to his word, he'll reprove you, and you will be found a light. Now, let's find out something in Isaiah 56, 1 and 2. Let's look at it. Let's take examine it. Let's see if your preacher been found a light. Let's see what he got written in Isaiah 56, verse 1 and 2, that young line.
All right.
Let me read Isaiah
56,
verse 1
and 2. All right. We're going over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 56. And we want verse 1 and verse 2. The book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 1 reads, thus saith the Yahuwah, keep you judge and do justice.
Stop it there. Who talking?
Yahuwah.
Back up and give me 8, verse 3 of Deuteronomy, coming right back. So Yahuwah is talking, right? What do you say out of heaven and tablet in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3?
Going over there to the book of Deuteronomy. Book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 8, verse number 3 reads, and he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knew not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahuwah do his man live.
So man live by everything Yahuwah said. What is he saying to Isaiah out of his mouth and the seal speaking from the mouth of Yahuwah according to Mother Reed 1 verse 70? Hey, Mother E, according to Luke 1 70, when the seers open their mouth, who really opened the seer's mouth according to Luke 1, verse 70, Mother E? Who opened the seer's mouth to say anything according to 1, verse 70 of Luke?
Luke. chapter 1, verse 7. Luke chapter 1.
7-0.
Luke chapter 1, verse 70. As he speak by the mouth of his righteous seal, which have been since the world began.
So when he spake, he spoke by the righteous seer since the world began. So this is not Isaiah is talking. He's speaking through the mouth of Isaiah. Now, what he says in 56 verse 1, again, from the top again, that young lion, listen to this. So now you read it out of Isaiah 56. But Isaiah got direct orders from the ministry, from the Psalms of the Bible, and that's who's speaking right here in Isaiah 56, verse 1. What did it say?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 1. Verse 1 reads.
Right.
Thus says the Yahuwah.
Thus says Yahuwah.
Keep you judgment.
Judgment.
And do justice.
And do justice.
For my salvation is near to come.
Now, that's what he's going to say. Now, he done brought a word in called salvation. Now, he going to give you the roadmap to how you get salvation, knowing that man lives by every word that Yahweh says. Now, he will tell the seer to tell them if they do justice, because my salvation is near to come. Salvation, that's eternal life. He said, my eternal life for you, if you do, now watch this now,
and let me see, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed.
And my righteousness is to be revealed. Now he's talking about his righteousness. He said, now my righteousness is going to be revealed. Now what is that? Oh, that's what we're going to Jeremiah 23. He says, righteousness is going to be revealed. He said, if they keep the judgment and the justice for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness. That's a big word right there. What is this righteousness? We're going to Jeremiah 23. Young man, put your marker there. Come on, right back. We want to find out what this righteousness is. He said, my righteousness is going to be revealed. That's if you got on what you just got to read. We're going to 23rd chapter. And we'll look at verse number 5 and verse 6. Listen good. Now listen good. Now the key word is his righteousness will be revealed. What's that? 5 and 6. 23, 5 and 6. Y'all lying, blank.
Look at your mind itself. Chapter 23, verse 5 and verse 6. Verse 5 reads, behold, the days come, saith the Yahuwah, that I will raise up unto David a righteous branch.
He's going to raise up to David a righteous branch.
And a king shall reign and prosper.
Yes.
And shall execute judgment and justice.
Wait a minute. He's
going to
execute
judgment. What? And justice.
Where?
In the earth.
Wait a minute. What is it over here? We got the word called judgment and justice. Is he the same word you're talking about here? Is he the same word you're talking about? He's going to execute judgment and justice, well, on earth. Now, the only way that will happen, Mother E, that means something got to happen in 85 verse 11, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, what got to happen in 85 verse 11 of the book of Psalms? What got to happen for this to happen? Psalms 85 verse 11.
Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven.
And the righteousness gonna look down once he sees the truth down here. See, he ain't planning it. No, never mind. We're not reading up that for 138. He not panic, don't never mind, because he look down here, he don't see nothing but, he see, 5:19, y'all not put him out for yet. What he see in 1 John 5:19. This is what he see when he look down now. I'm telling you what he see right now. He look down right now, he see, 1 John 5:19. When he look down right now. You know what he see? 1 John 5:19. What is that?
Going over to the book of 1 John. Chapter 5, we're going to pick it up in verse number 19. The book of 1 John, chapter 5, verse 19, read. And we know that we are of Yahweh, and the whole world lies in wickedness.
You see that? So when you look down now, you don't see nothing but a bunch of wickedness. You pay, the man tell you keep Friday night, Saturday night, and you worry about Sunday morning, and to a confession book from the sinners of Esau. See that? You throwing your donation, tithes, and free will offers to a Sunday preacher that's talking about Lord God and Jesus and Easter and African American and Negroes and couples.
Hallelujah.
You know, he said when he looked down, he don't see nothing that he got written in his Bible going on. Nothing. And you heard him say about any that you doing now out of the Bible? Nothing. No, it's not there. That is a hoax. What you doing now is a hoax. It's a word I can't pronounce it right. It's called whiskey and disky, something like that. It's a flat out hoax that you're doing right now, and it's gonna get you thrown in the bottom of the liquor fire. Now he's talking right here. I'm using Jeremiah and Isaiah. He said now watch this in verse 6. Jeremiah 23:6. Come on, y'all line.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Come back to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 6, read.
Listen to this.
In his day, Yahdah Judah shall be saved.
So everything will start to Judah, the Negro tribe, the black tribe. Everything will run through Judah. Judah got to be saved first. All the derogatory statements on it. The first one must get the blessing is Judah. Judah got to wake up. Judah is the lead tribe. In his day, Judah shall be saved. Now, watch them bring the northern kingdom in.
All right. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, pick it back up at verse 26. I mean, verse 6. And Israel, the northern kingdom, shall dwell safe.
Now the northern kingdom is not going to be. They got to come up out of that Roman Catholic church, and they got to get hook, line, and sinker up on the Judah. You not got nothing coming in Northern Kingdom. You Guadalupe. You Roman Catholic Church. You ain't got nothing coming until you recognize Judah. And you ain't getting saved until you recognize Judah. And Israel, 10 northern tribes shall be saved. Not just now.
All right. And Israel shall, 10 northern tribes shall dwell safely. And this is his name.
And this is his name.
Whereby he shall be called.
And this is the name he'll be called. Remember mother said in the hospital, the big dignitary came and said, hey, if we see you, you stretched out like a rug in here. Where your family at? She said, boy, the other two is alive. Well, can I pray with you? Yeah, you can pray with me. What name are you going to pray in? I'm going to pray in the Lord God and Jesus. You mean or what? If I knew that I had 4 more days or 5 more days to be here, I'd take my steward right and do about it. Lord God, Jesus. But I'm going to play my hand with you. No, it don't work like that. This is the verse that folks have read to the big dignitary. And this is his name whereby he shall be called. This is the name that he's going to be called. So he ain't going to name. So he's telling, when you wake up, this is the name that he's going to be called. What name is that place?
The Yahweh. All right.
Hey, Chad. Give me what the man said. How many letters is that?
4 letters. Y-H-W-H. Yahweh.
You see that? You see that? Now listen. What preacher going to read that? See, when you on the right track, all going to come out your mouth is the 4 letters. Y-H-W. made it plain. Hey, Mother E, he made it plain in Esther 3:15, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, how plain can you make it in Esther 3:15, or what do you think? Huh? Esther 3:15, Mother E, what do you say?
Okay. Book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 15. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. And Yahweh said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, the Yahweh of your father, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
So how are we going to pray in the name of Lord God and Jesus? And he told Moses to tell the children of Israel, get to the elders of the name and tell the children of Israel, listen, my name is going to fold up. I don't care what generation you in, my name is to fold up. Y-H-W-H, that's the end of it. He said, until you understand that they got to call me the four letters, our righteousness. So your righteousness is in the four letters. So if a preacher sitting around getting your money, your tithe, people in the office, he said, listen, the righteousness is in the four letters. Why should I give him the righteousness in the four letters, Mr. Preacher? You got my auntie writing out long checks and taking long checks to a pagan Sunday Lord God and Jesus preacher. That's not right, according to the Bible. I don't care what favor you owe these preachers. When it comes down to the business of Yahweh, you've got to take care of business. Your salvation's on the line. He said, you got to get his name right. That's my name forever. That is our righteousness, according to 6. Judah going to tell you that the four letters is our righteousness. Is that what we read?
Hallelujah, what?
All right, come on back to Isaiah 56.
Right.
And pick it up at verse number. Pick it at the bottom, it says, and my what?
All right, we're going back over to the book of Isaiah.
The last one says, and my what?
Okay, going back over to the book of Isaiah.
Verse 1, and my righteous what?
Okay. To be revealed.
And see? Now what is this righteous gonna be revealed? See? We're gonna precept that by what the righteous is gonna be revealed. By going to Paul's book in 2 Corinthians 3:16. Let's see what righteous gotta be revealed. He said, my righteous gotta be revealed first. You ain't got nothing coming till my righteous be revealed. Let's precept that time we'll be talking about. What right has got to be revealed? What's that can happen that we can read? We're going to find out. But remember, if the preacher don't preach up the Bible, he tell you what he thinks and what he feels. Get out of there. Leave it. Run it. Blackjack a couple of heads on the way out. Pull out your little one. In the third chapter, young line, we want to find out what are you talking about that we can read? In the third chapter, what can we read? I'm struggling right now. I want to know what can we read. In the third chapter, we're all about verse 16. Help me out. Help those see out. Thank you, M.O.Z. And 3:16, help those see. What got to be revealed?
Okay. 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, picking up at verse number 16. You said 1 Corinthians, right?
2 Corinthians 3:16.
2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 16 reads, nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Yahweh, the veil shall be taken away.
The bell gonna remain on your head. Now imagine you checking your driver's check with a bell on your head. How much license you gonna get? It's okay. In time you gonna drive and get your driver license.
Hallelujah.
But I'm gonna put a bell over your head now, and I'm gonna write up what you do with a bell on your head. How long before he just jumped out that car and leave you in there by yourself, and then whoever owned that car come back and get it and put you on the side and take you back home? Yeah? As long as you got the veil over your head, you're not going to get your driver license. You're not going to get the salvation. As long as that veil over your head, you got to turn back to the... How many letters is that in verse 16?
Four letters. Y-H-W-H. Yahweh.
Yahweh. Four letters. There you go. Paul is telling you, the veil is not going to be... You're going to remain refused until you put out the four letters. A lot of people say, well, I don't, that you pronouncing it wrong. Well, I tell you what, YHWH. Is it YHWH? Yes. Well, then, we'll be pronouncing it right or wrong in your mind, but until you return to them four letters, YHWH, we tell them a whole lot. A lot of folks say the same thing. Hey, brother, how you get Yahweh out of them four letters? Well, I tell you what, you just call him the four letter man until he give you the increase. You just say, when you see the word Lord God Jesus, you say YHWH until you get your strength right to see some Yahweh in there. Just don't mess around and back away from it. Just say YHWH. He'll give you the increase with a travel point. We know it's YHWH. There wasn't no vowels. And we can go on our phone and tell you YHWH, even on that piece of phone you got, and tell you his name is YHWH. With no vowels. So until you get the strength, just say YHWH. We ain't going to be wrestling with you about how you pronounce it. Yahweh. He'll give you the increase and he'll give you some Yahweh. But right now, I just say YHWH to keep the lesson going with you. What does it say in verse 17?
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 17 reads, now the Yahweh is that spirit. And where the spirit of Yahweh is, there is liberty.
There is freedom in your brain. When you got the four-letter man working with you all around your throat, if it's YHWH until he's sent to you, then say YHWH. I'm not even saying Yahweh to you. You got something just like that. I was at a class today. And I saw YHWH. Then the four class over there would beat me saying Yahweh. That's how you got the road. Give them the YHWH. That's his name. Then when Yahweh build them up, they'll beat you saying Yahweh. Now come on back to Isaiah 56, verse 2. Now watch this now.
All right, we're going back over to Isaiah chapter 56. We're going to pick it up at verse number 2.
Now look what he say. For my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. The righteousness is revealed, and my salvation is near to come. Now we find out exactly how you get this salvation and how you get the righteousness. You got to have a name. And watch it say, verse 2. Verse 2.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 2 reads.
Listen, blood.
Blessed is the man that do this.
Blessed is the man or the woman. Hey, woman, blessed if you do this.
And the son of man that lay hold on it.
And the son of man that lay hold on it. And the one and two, you blessed if you lay hold on it.
Lay hold on it. That keep the Sabbath.
Keep the what?
Keep the Sabbath.
You got to keep. Don't even talk about salvation. Don't even talk about his name unless you keep it or what?
Saturday.
You can't keep first day of the week. You can't keep Sunday. This don't apply. You ain't got nothing coming keeping Sunday. He said, and 56, Doug says, Yahweh, the man from heaven is talking to his son. His son is talking to the angel. The angel is talking to the seer. The seer is talking to the elder. Elders talking to the children of Israel. You're blessed when you keep the Sabbath day. Friday night, Saturday night, that is the blessing. This coming from on high. Go ahead and read. Hold that point. I got to pull a rabbit out of here. Hey, mother. Hey, mother E. I got to pull a rabbit out of here. One, two, three. you Acts chapter 1, mother?
That's
and what do you say? We're going to Acts chapter 1, mother.
Okay.
We're going to Acts chapter 1. I'm looking for a precept, mother. I'm trying to precept something, mother. We're going to precept something. He says, blessed is the man that do this, right? And the son of man that lay hold onto my Sabbath, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, I want to precept, mother. We're going to Acts chapter 1, mother. Hey, mother, I'm looking for Acts chapter 1. So what we got to do, according to Acts chapter 1, we want to put a precept on this. Look what he say in verse 7.
Okay. Acts 1:7. Acts chapter 1, verse 7. Acts chapter 1, verse 7 reads, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time of this season, which the Father has put in his own power.
Go back to 8.
Verse 8. But you shall receive power after that the righteous spirit is come upon you, and you shall be...
Right there, mama. So you got to receive his power on high. So you got to get this power on high to start doing this thing. And the power on high starts when you understand there's no need to
right.
talk about no salvation unless we keep it a Sabbath day and know his name. He says, my righteousness is going to be revealed is my name. O-L-Y-H-W-H. And my salvation. The salvation comes when you keep it the Sabbath day. You got no salvation coming unless you keep it the Sabbath day. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. This is the power on high is talking to his son, to the angel, to the seers, to the elders, to the children of Israel. You ain't got no salvation coming unless you keep the Sabbath day. Sabbath day when the sun go down on Friday until the sun go down on Saturday. Don't even fix your mouth to even mention about salvation unless you ignore what the power on high is saying. The power on high is telling Isaiah, telling exactly what they got to do for salvation. You got to keep my name, right? Four letters. And my salvation is near to come. It starts with the name, and you got to keep the Sabbath. And on that Sabbath day, he says what? From for what? From and on the Sabbath day, you don't do what? Blasphemy. Come on, young man.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 2, read. From polluting it.
And you don't pollute the Sabbath day. You don't be out there stealing cars or trying to take people's credit cards and put your name on it, put their name on it, and get you beds and couches and everything on Saturday. You don't pollute the Saturday. You don't be driving around running cars with somebody, breaking out money and all that kind of stuff on Saturday. You be getting your big letter full of dust and junk.
No, I couldn't get that.
All right. Come on, read some up.
And keep his hand from doing any evil.
And your hand don't do no evil on a Saturday. That means you don't be sitting around trying to cut somebody short on a Saturday with Yahuwah looking at you. You both be your mind will be on Yahuwah. As a matter of fact, read, hey, Mother E, why don't you read that in 26 verse 3, what he's saying to Isaiah the seer about how you're supposed to conduct yourself on the Saturday. Let's go to Isaiah 26 verse 3, Mother. Let the national and his cloak at 900,000 strong, even the ones out there in Pakistan understand one day. You won't do this thing right. You got to be a 26 verse 3 of Isaiah. Thank you, Mother Z. Oh, Mother Z. Mother Z, look here. Now, you know you do a lot of talking. When is my turn? Come up there, Mother Z.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. A wife, a whip for the horse, a bridle for the
ass. Hey, what you read? If you read Isaiah 26, verse 3, what you read?
Proverbs. Look at
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3.
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Thus shall keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee.
Yeah, you'll keep your mind in perfect peace if you keep it solid, then you ain't polluting it. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday, whatever got to be done, you put all that to the side. And you got your mind on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. Good. Don't pollute the Sabbath day and keep your hand from doing any evil. Come on back in your mind in verse number 6.
Right.
Isaiah 56, verse 6 and 8. And then we're going to bring Mother Z and go, Mother Z, to let's see. Look, it's my turn now. Let me get on that microphone. Okay, Mother. Coming up, Mother. Verse 6 and 8, bring it.
All right. The book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 6 and verse 8. Verse 6 reads, also the sons of the strangers, they joined themselves to Yahuwah to serve him and to love the name of Yahuwah.
Wait a minute. Those nations got to love what?
The name of Yahuwah.
You got to love the name. The name ain't no Lord God and Jesus. The four letters. Y-H-W-A. Don't worry about pronouncing. You got something that want to talk about why. You pronounce the name wrong. Don't worry about it. Just say Y-H-W-A. You got to love some Y-H-W-A. Go ahead and read.
To be a servant.
To be a servant.
For everyone that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it.
Keep the Sabbath day and don't pollute it.
And take it hold of my covenant.
Listen. Salvation, the covenant, is keeping the Sabbath. If you're not keeping the Sabbath day, you're not allowed to the covenant. The covenant is the Sabbath day. The covenant he gave the children of Israel is the Sabbath day. Sundown Friday, sundown Saturday. You got to keep the covenant. This will please him. Don't pollute the Sabbath day and keep my covenant. You got to have a name. You got to have a covenant. If you're not keeping it, you ain't got nothing coming. You're just a ticking time bomb. But today, if you hear this, harden not your head. Verse 8.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 8.
Listen, God.
Verse 8 reads.
Watch this.
And the Yahuwah which gathered the outcast of Israel,
yes,
said, yet will I gather others to him, besides those that are gathered unto him.
He said, I'm going to gather you, Israel. Wherever you at, I'm going to gather you. But I'm not gathering you unless you understand the covenant, the righteousness, and salvation. Salvation, if you know his name. Salvation by keeping the Sabbath day. Huh? There's a deal. You got to know the name according to him. In Isaiah 56, thus says Yahuwah, justice, righteousness, my salvation is near to come. My righteousness is my name. Blessed if a man do it and don't pollute the Sabbath day and keep the thing that pleases him. You got it? There. He talking. We just all in the messengers telling you what he's saying. Thus says Yahuwah. If you want to know how you get salvation, it starts by you knowing the name, keeping the Sabbath day from polluting. That's the thing that pleases him. If you keep it Lord God and Jesus on Sunday, Guadalupe, keep it confession booths, you go and visit the sinners of Esau, which is the Pope, and the Cardinals, and Christianity, which is a ticking time bomb. You're going to lose. There it is. You got little ones in that field that are doing that. Come in there and take the pips out and hit them side the back of your head, drag them out, lay them on your couch, and put an ice pack on your head when they wake up. Sister, why are you hitting me in my head
well, and we'll put Lucky at the door. If you raise your voice with Mo, we'll put Lucky at the door. And Lucky gonna make sure you do right. Listen, you're trying to save your life. You got to leave this paganism alone. It's nowhere in the Bible he said nothing to the other nations. He only talked to Israel. Israel, show my people they sin. And the other nation want to come in, they got to follow you. You can't follow them. You got it too. We're going to pause and we're going to bring Mother Z in. And Mother Z is going to address this national order supposed to 900,000 strong, according to WCC. And here we got to say. But before that, let's bring our elder back in on his closing remarks. We get Mother Z to get our elder back in. You see the mute sign is off our elder. Hey, yo, Mr. Tim Israel, what you got to say for your final thoughts on the top part of Saturday? And we know the big dignitary will be making his visit within the next 2 weeks, because right now he on speaking engagement all over the world. Everybody's trying to get in contact with the big dignitary. Okay, good. We'll see him within the next 2 weeks. Hey, yo, Mr. Tim, what's your final remarks on the top part of Saturday? You on the clock, come on.
Well, once again, I want to bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. Well, as a reminder, as I said, I talked with Lee Cummings yesterday for almost an hour and a half about all his ventures, and I found out he's not appearing at our Sabbath class tomorrow. But he did say next week he'll be back in town. He's on tour and debates, and I think during this tour, he told me he sold at least 150 of his books. So I don't know. Seems like to me he's getting to be real popular with online. But anyway, this is some of the stuff we do pass out at Yahuwah's Ministry, all these interesting things that happen live. And the most of the things that happen live is Yahuwah's Ministry. It comes to life with all these new and exciting topics, as I mentioned before, from the King James Bible, Yahuwah's Word, and connecting the books. We even speak about your health, the foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days. All this is done because you're not. And you actually found what you're looking for in the voices of the Truth Light, Tribal God Top. Now, we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in those days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday, we usually don't have a class unless we have a high day or a special day. As I mentioned, we do have Sabbath class. Top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple mothers desire to leave. We also have a website. To use this, Inner Tribe Yada. com on any search line, and after clicking it, just under the big plan, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu, but again, after clicking it, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, "Give unto the outlaw, you kindness of the people. Give unto the outlaw glory and strength. 8. Give unto the outlaw a glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." Now, I always remind everyone to remember that Yahuwah loves cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the Book of Acts, chapter 27, verse 30. Once again mentioned in the Book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8. And verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing your best as Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school. It's very well needed. A bank loan, radio station, and the land will be helping us to continue to speak on this program. We even have a calendar. That calendar is there to help you, your family and friends, stay in tune with the Bible teachings that come to us throughout the year. Also on the live program. This is available during our live broadcast night by entering three words, Network Radio Live. And after you click enter, you'll find a voice from the choose one. Try number one door. Click the red live button as soon as it appears and push right into a live online broadcast. The email addresses that we use are two. First is try.da@gmail.com. The other is yam.israel@gmail.com. Use it for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topic. Now remember, we do have two numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first is the live conference call, which is 319-547-6065. The other is Texas call, 600-5579. Now this is our international number where you can call and leave a message on those Bible scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 minute account God was running. But as a reminder, do not call this number trying to teach. You will hear a discouraging click followed by a talk. Also, you can order the numbers known at the 12 problems via the 12 tribes of Israel. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive a call. And one other thing we'd like to mention, please do not contact here via email, phone, or text before the broadcast or afterwards. As you can see, he's pretty busy with the WCC, New York Station stockholder, Cigar Man, answering many memos, and now you know, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if that question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will have a discouraging dial tone. And a closing reminder, as I said before, earlier version of my statement, Lee Cummings will not be at our temple tomorrow at Camp 1, but he will be making his star appearance the next Sabbath coming. So it appears that we can't wait. One interesting thing he told me, I offered him, I says, I'll give you $100 to come and show up so he can talk to our temple minister. He says, Elder Tibbs, you can't pay me to come. I come because I want to. And right now I'm on tour. When I finish my tour, I will be there. So I said, how are you like what? Anyway, we'll pass the program back to Asir Israel and continue on the broadcast. Au revoir.
All right. Here to go again, make that same statement. In the 8th chapter of Acts, Peter was talking and the sorcerer was saying, how much do you want for that, give me some of that every day? He said, man, your money will perish. It seems about this day, Yahweh's word. So that's very carefully understand it's about Yahweh's word. If it was about money, then 2K's money has been sent all type of directions to do opposite things of the book. But we refuse every penny of it. I don't care if you got whatever you got to offer, if it's on the Saturday, I just am not going to get it. Now, you kept in one of the 6 days, we talk about it. Because in the 6 days, we're working. On the Saturday, my mind is on some Yahweh, and money would not be my issue on the Saturday, period. My mind will be on me some dust edge, Yahweh, and give me a big better for it. Yahweh can turn it. Like last night lesson, Lazarus laying there like a corpse for 4 days. Yahweh told him, come by and say he reported about the matter and in 15. I was thinking land, I had it up under my power and I was sitting on the real good. And Yahweh told him to get up out of there, I'm shaking him. It was swivel and next thing you know he was out of there. He's choking from me. Yahweh can take any problem that you have that they create whenever you get ready. So remember one thing, but it's a price you got to pay. Don't cross your mind anymore. Make sure you got him right. And all the things you want in 633 will be added unto you. Make sure your Yahweh is right. That is good. Hey, Mother Z. Now, Mother Z, now, we know you heard a whole lot out of the Mike blessing on top of the seven. Now, whatever you want to add to it that Almighty don't put on you, take the time that mother be, and Yahweh be there at one of the most out of camp one. Come on, mother.
Yeah, well, bless and keep you seal, Israel, of royalty. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. I'm going to read in Isaiah 58, verse 12, down to not the three verses. And they that shall be of you shall be of an old waste place. Thus shall raise up the foundation of many generations, and they shall be called the, I don't know, arrow of the branch, the reach, the restore of
the path
to dwell in, verse 13. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pledge on the righteous day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the righteous of the Yahweh honor and shall honor him, not doing thy own ways, not finding thou own pleasure, neither speaking thou own word. Verse 14. Then shall they delight themselves in the Yahweh, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed you will the heritage of Jacob, thy father, Israel. Jacob, Israel, thy father, for the mouth of the Yahweh has spoken it. And let's say, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's right. You got to keep the Sabbath day. You watch these preachers, they're keeping the wrong day. That is a ticking time bomb for you. Hey, Mother E, how about a closing statement after you read Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, 15, and 20? How about a closing statement and on the top part of Saturday by reading Ezekiel, make it Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 15 and 20, Mother. And we'll get back on this tomorrow at 2 p.m. Remember, we live at 2 p.m. tomorrow on the network. I know class started at 12. Hey, Mother E, Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12, 15, and 20. You're on the clock. Come on and close the statement.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12, 15, and 20. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Yahweh that sanctified them. Verse 15. Yet also I lifted up my hands unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all land. Verse 20. And hallowed my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So what's the sign, Mother, that the Yahweh knows that you in line for salvation? What's the sign, Mother?
The Sabbath.
Excellent. Closing statement, you on the clock, come up. You're on line now, Mr. Rock 21, 11 through 13, and your closing statement. come on, Mother. So if you're not keeping the Sabbath day, you do not have a sign. You're not on no road for salvation. You're on a road of damnation in the back. Call the Yahweh. Get the messenger. Come on, Mother, get close and say that our Father's Sabbath day come out.
Thank you and praising Yahweh for the class. Thank you and praising Yahweh to be in the class. And thank you and praising Yahweh for the ones that's listening. And thank you and praise Yahweh for the teachers. I want to say hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
That's right. And mother's famous words to hold on. Don't give up. But remember one thing, you already gave up because you ain't got to it today. Sabbath day is today. Come on, young line, 21, 11-13, the closing statement. We'll catch you all tomorrow at 2 p.m. live on the network. Our class starts at 12 o'clock in all six locations. So, 21, 11. 11-